This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7, nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7, umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi. Uru musi wechipiri mbudzi 11 2014. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyiro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndichitevera zvinhu zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Vaive mutungamiri weZambia vaMichael Sata vanoradzikwa muZambia nhasi.
America nenyika dzemuCommonwealth dzocherechedza zuva remagamba.
Varwere muzvipatara zvehurumende voyaura sezvo vana chiremba vari kuenderera mberi vachiramwa mabasa.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vanhu vanodarika zviuru makumi mashanu vaungana nhasi muZambia vachionekana nevaive mutungamiri weZambia vaMichael Sata avo vakashaya kuBritain masvondo maviri apfuura. Vatungamiri vemuAfrica vakawanda kusanganisira mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanga vari munhandara yeHero Stadium vachionekana navaSata. Mufi akashaya musi wa8 mwedzi wapera kuchipatara chemuLondon mushure mekurwara kwenguva yakareba. VaSata vavigwa kuEmbassy Park muLusaka, nzvimbo inovigwa vatungamiri wenyika iye. Vachitaura pamusangano uyu, Sasachigaro weSadik vaMugabe vati vaSata vanga vari munhu akazvipira kurwisa vadzvanyiriri avo vati vari kuuya mazuva ano vachitungamidza masangano akazvimirira. VaMugabe vati vasveta simba ava vanopa vanhu vemuAfrica mari kuti vaite zveuori. Vatiwo ivo navaSata vaishanda vose mukuedza kuunza budiriro muZimbabwe nemuZambia.
Mutevedzeri wavaSata vaGuy Scott ndivo vakafanobata matomu pari zvino, uye vati vachaedza kuti munyika umu muitwe sarudzo itsva dzakachena pasina mhirizhonga. MuZambia semuZimbabwe hamuna kunyatsojeka kuti ndiana anotora masimba, sezvo vaScott vasingatenderwe nebumbiro remitemo kuti vakwikwidze sezvo vabereki vavo vakaberekerwa kuScotland. Asi munyika iyi hamuna kugadzikana nenyaya yekusajeka kuti ndiana achatora chigaro chemutungamiri weZambia. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika muZambia vachitungamira sangano reCenter for Policy Dialogue, Dr. Anio Simutani, vanoti vaMugabe vanofanira kugadzirisa nyaya yekuti ndiani achavatsiva kana vasingadi kuti muZimbabwe muite mhirizhonga. Vati muZambia mune kunetsana, asi muri nani pane zvichaitika muZimbabwe kana vaMugabe vakangoerekana vasiya basa mubato mavo muine hondo seirimo iko zvino. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vachidzidzisa pamulungushi University muZambia muzvare Petra Chinyere kuti tinzwe maonero avo uye zvaswera zvichitika muZambia nhasi.
Vakatodeclarewa kuva zuva rekuzorora remunhu wese, kupa vanhu mukana wekuti vacheme president vari panzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Kwakaiswa zvivhitivhiti zvihombe kuti vanhu vakwanise kutevera zvichange zvichiitika kuHero Stadium uye kunoradzikwa mapresidents emuZambia.
Muchitarisawo nhoroondo yeupenyu hwavaSata, mungati zvii zvingadzidzwe nevanhu vemuAfrica?
Vanhu vemuAfrica chavangadzidza panhoroondo yeupenyu hwavaSata, tinoona kuti vaSata vamunhu akazama kakati wandei kuva president wenyika vakazokwanisa pekupedzisira. Saka maybe chatingadzidza isusu vanhu vemuAfrica kudzidza kuramba takasimba pane zvatinenge tichitarisira kana kuti zvatinotendera mhaziri kuti zvinogona kuitika. Because nokuti munhu akazoita president ambozama akatadza, uye mukushanda kwavo vanonzi ivo munhu anga ari munhu anoda kuti zvaanofunga kuti zvofanira kuitwa zviitwe, munhu anotarisa nekutevera kuti zvanzi zviitwe zviri kuitwa zvonomazvo here. Saka tinodzidza kushanda nesimba.
Asi pane nyaya inonzi inenge yakunetsa yekuti ndiani achava tsiva. Semaonero enyu matambudziko akadai angagadziriswa sei muAfrica?
Ndofunga zvinongoda kuitwa nokuti mukatarisa nhoroondo yeZambia vanhu vanga vachigona kuva neutungamiriri hutsva pasina matambudziko akanyanya. Vachiva nemapresident manyowani pasina kunyanya kurwisana kwakanyanya. Saka chinhu chingangodzidzwa ndechekuti chavanoda iko zvino pari zvino ndofunga kuti dai bumbiro remutemo ragona kuiswa panzvimbo pamazuva acho akatarwa kuti vaGaiskoti vange vari acting president. Pakaiswa bumbiro remutemo panzvimbo uye kuti paitwe sarudzo nyowani vachinyatsokuteera mutemo, ndinofunga kuti vanogona kukwanisa kuva napresident munyowani pasina mhirizhonga dzakanyanya.
Nyanzvi munyatso zvematongerwo enyika vachidzidzisa pamulungushi University muzvare Petra Chinyere vari parunare muHarare.
Zvachigaro vezanu PF Matevelele South vaAndrew Langa avo vanonzi vakadzingwa pachigaro chavo nezuro vachipomerwa mhosva yekusatsigira amai Grace Mugabe vaburisa mashoko nhasi vachiti ndo vachiri panyanga. Valanga vanoti musangano wakadaidzirwa kugwanda nezuro uyo unonzi wakabuda nechisungo chekuvabvisa pachigaro wakanga usiri pamutemo. Varambawo mashoko ekuti vari kutsigira divi rinoda kupidigura mutungamiri webato vaRobert Mugabe pachigaro vachiti vanotsigira vaMugabe nemudzimai wavo. MuZANU PF mune zvikwata zviviri zviri kurwira masimba, chimwe chichinzi chinotungamirwa nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru nechimwe chinonzi chinotungamirwa negurukota rezvemitemo vaEmerson Munangagwa. Vaviri ava vanoramba kuti vane zvikwata zvavanotungamira. Direct from Washington, the voice
of America, VOA. Nasi America nenyika dzemuCommonwealth vari kucherechedza varwi verusununguko pamwe neavo vari muchuto munyika idzi. MuAmerica muchange mine zvirongwa zvakasiyana-siyana zvichange zvichiitwa senzira yekucherechedza zuva iri kusanganisira kushanya kumarinda akachengetedzwa vaimbova varwi vehondo yerusununguko. MuWashington DC mune mutambo mukuru uchaona vaimbi vakaita Savannah Bruce Springsteen, Rihanna, Jennifer Hudson, Carrie Underwood nevamwe vane mukurumbira vachiimba vachiremekedza mauto. Veruzhinji vanobva munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana vari kutarisirwa kunge vari muWashington DC nhasi. Chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, amai Diana Chageza, avo vane murume wavo ari muchiuto muAmerica, vanoti vari kufara neruremekedzo ruri kuitirwa mauto ose nhasi. Marvelous Muchanganya wewe Studio 7 aita hurukuro navo kuti tinzwe zvavanofunga.
Murume wangu anoshanda ari kuno kuFort Bragg, asi panguva inei ari kumboshandira nyika ari kuAfghanistan.
Imi semudzimai wemurume wechiuto anoshandira muno muAmerica asi muri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, munozvitambira sei?
I'm very proud of my husband. He's doing his civic duty. Muno munyika munomo pane vanhu vakarwa hondo dzemunyika munomo inoita kuti tikwanise kuda kuuya kuzogara munyika inei. Pane vanhu vakaenda vakandoshanda kunze kwenyika vakarwa hondo zvinoita kuti nyika ino ive a free country, inoita kuti imimi neni tikwanise kuda kugara munyika inoyi. Tinorara zvakanaka every day, tinoenda norara tichiziva kuti tiri free munyika munomu, hatina chatinotya takarara nekuda kwevanhu vanoshandira muchiuto.
Panguva ino sezuva ranhasi, imi semadzimai weavo vari muchiuto munocherechedza sei mabasa ari kuitwa navana baba?
Kazhinji kacho tinoita maactivities yekuedza kuvayeuchidza kuti tiri kufara nezvavari kuita, tiri kufara nevane zvavakatoita kudhara. Saka kazhinji kacho tinoita maactivities ekuti kune vamwe vekuti muhondo vanogona kunge vaine zvavakaona zvinogona kunge zvavachiri kurarama nazvo panguva inei. Zuva rakadai rinoita kuti tivaudze kuti hatina kuvakanganwa, hatina kuvakanganwa. So tinoita maactivities ekuti vave part of the community, kuti vanhu varangarire kuti tichiri kuvayeuka.
Pane zvimwe zvamungati zvimhinga mupinyi here zvamunosangana nazvo semudzimai wemurume ari muchiuto imo muno muAmerica?
No, kwete zvizhinji, kazhinji kacho unenge wakagara nevamwe vanonzwisisa zvinenge zvichiitika mumurimenyu. Kazhinji kacho munozati munenge muri a community of people vari going through the same thing. Unenge usiri wega nemurume ari kuAfghanistan kana kuti ari kuIraq kana kuti ari kune hondo. Next door neighbor anogona kunga ari musame situation. Next door neighbor wake anga ari musame situation. Vana vari kuenda kuzvikoro nevamwe vanowo vari musame situation. So zvinoreruka nokuti munenge muri a community of people going through the same thing.
Avo vanga vari amai Diana Chageza, chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, chine murume ari muchiuto muAmerica. Vanga vachitaura naMavelous Mhlanganyauye weStudio 7 vari kuFort Bragg kuNorth Carolina muno muAmerica.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemtande redu repa internet rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Musakangana kuti munokwanisawo kubata Studio 7 pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kilohertz pa shortwave.
Tombotarisa zvaitika muAfrica nekune dzimwe nyika.
Mutungamiri weNigeria vaGoodluck Jonathan vanoti vachapinda musarudzo dzekuti vave mutungamiri wenyika iyi kwetemu yepiri kana vakavhoterwa nevanhu. VaJonathan vataura mashoko aya pamusangano wavaita muguta guru reAbuja nhasi. Mashoko aya abuda apo mutungamiri weNigeria azvirumbidza matongero ake. Pachiitiko ichi vatiwo vanhu varangarire vadzidzi 40 nevasere vakafa pakabhombwa chikoro chepamusoro mudunhu reYobe.
Mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama pamwe nemutungamiri weRussia vaVladimir Putin vasangana kwenguva pfupi nhasi kumucheto wemusangano uri kuitirwa muBeijing uyo uri kuzeya zvinhu zvepasi rose izvo dzihurumende dzevaviri ava dzisiri kuwirirana. VaObama navaPutin vagara vakakomberedza mutungamiri weChina vaXi Jinping vakapawo zvavanofunga pamusoro penzvimbo iri kuitirwa musangano weAsia Pacific Summit.
Paramende muSomalia yaita mhirizhonga nhasi apo nhengo dzeparamende dzanga dzichida kuita hurukuro pamusoro pekubuda nechisungo chekuti mutungamiri wehurumende yenyika iye haachisiri munhu wekuimba naye. Vatsigiri vemutungamiri wehurumende vaAbdiwell Sheikh Ahmed vatanga kudaidzira nemazwi ari mumusoro kuridza miridzo uye kuridza makapu apo hurukuro panyaya iyi dzatanga, izvo zvaita kuti vanhu vatadze kunzwana pavanga vachitaura. Izvi zvapa kuti mutauriri weparamende amise urongwa uhu nepamusana pemhere mhere.
Akateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kilohertz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutipata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWizdig kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wizdig, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva muribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaindernet pa www.channelzim.net.
Zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka muzvipatara zvehurumende zvinoshandiswa neveruzhinji vasina mari kuti varapwe. Kusamira zvakanaka uku kwatonyanya kuwedzera nekuramwa mabasa kwavana chiremba avapinda musvondo retatu vachikanda mapadza pasi. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Kunyange hazo zvipatara zveParirenyatwa Group of Hospitals neHarare Central zvakavhurwa, hapana zvakawanda zviri kuitwa mukubatsira varwere sezvo vana chiremba vari kuramwa mabasa. Vari kubatsirwa chete ndevaya vanenge vachirwarisa kana vanenge vapinda mutsaona. Nhasi mota dzinotakura vanhu vanorwara pamwe nedzavanhuwo zvavo dzanga dzichitakura varwere kubva pachipatara cheParirenyatwa vachienda kune zvimwe zvipatara. Vatataurwa navo vati vange vari kubvisa hama dzavo sezvo dzisiri kuwana rubatsiro. Mumwe wevanhu ava vaWakefield Mulilo vanoti ivo nehama dzavo vaburitsa munin'ina wavo muchipatara sezvo asina kumbobvira aona chiremba kubvira paakapinda pachipatara ichi nemusi wechina chapfuura. VaMulilo vanoti vave kuenda nehama yavo kuchipatara cheAll Souls Mission kwaMutoko.
Anonoonekwanana chiremba vanenge vari kuat least kwesinziri Mission Hospital vanogara vari kupana china anani chiremba pane vemuhurumende vasiri kuuya kubasa. Saka tatora kumufishoje nachiremba rapa nechitawezi taagara nemunhu ndichimirira kuti ana chiremba vachawanika ivo vasiri kuwanika panzvimbo pabasa.
Amai Rura Maipiri vanogara musha werugare vanoti kubvira pakatanga vana chiremba kuramwa basa munzvimbo mavo mafa vanhu vaviri mushure mekushayiwa rubatsiro kubva kuchipatara cheHarare Central.
Temedu murugari tatarasikwa nevanhu tua saka tototi Harare Hospital hapana zvaikutibatsira haisombotibatsira kana pamberi pamwari akutoti kutotoenda kumapostori kana tidainzwa unorwarako chimwe chirwere aiwo unoendako kumadzibaba.
Vanessa Betinyoni ava vange vauya kuzoona hama yavo paHarare Hospital vaudza Studio 7 kuti zvinosuwisa kuti zvipatara izvi zviri kudzorera varwere kudzimba dzavo vasina kubatsirwa kunyange vaye vanenge vapinda mutsaona. Vanyoni vanoti hurumende ngaigadzirise zvichemo zvana chiremba kuitira kuti zvinhu zvifambe muzvipatara.
Saka tiri kutokumbirisa nekuapila kuhurumende kuti dei yakurumidza kupa madoctors mari dzavanoda kuti zvinhu zvedu zviite zvakanaka, nokuti ndaona rufu rwakawanda rwuchiuya kuburikidza nekustrika kuriita madoctors.
Mumwe mugari wemuHarare vaJoseph Murau vanoti hurumende inofanira kugadzirisa nyaya dzeuori kuitira kuti ikwanise kubhadhara vana chiremba mari dzavari kuda.
Mishonga inenge yakadhonetwa haionekwe ichishanda nenzira kwayo. Pachavo vanoda kuzotora nekuvharidzira nyaya idzodzo. Vakushandisa masimba ehurumende pasina chinobudamo. Iyeno zvitiri kuona kuti pane vasori vanenge varipo pamahospitals ipapo kuti kusaonekwe munhu anenge achitaura zviri kumunetsa nematambudziko ari kusangana nawo pachipatara ipapo.
Vana chiremba vemuzvipatara zvehurumende pasi pesangano reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association vakatanga kuramwa mabasa musi wa27 Gumiguru vachida kuti mari dzavanotambiriswa dziwedzerwe kubva pamadhora mazana maviri nemakumi masere kusvika pachuru nemazana maviri emadhora pamwedzi. Izvi zvavhiringa basa muzvipatara zvese zvehurumende uye kana vanotengesa mumugwagwa pazvipatara izvi vanoti basa ravo radzikira sezvo varwere nevanhu vanoenda kuzvipatara izvi vave vashoma. Vamwe amai vanoshandira paParirenyatwa vasina kuda kudomwa nezita vanoti bhizimisi ravo radzikira chose kubvira pakatanga vana chiremba kuramwa basa.
Iko zvino zvibhizinesi harichafambi nekuti kuwanda kwevarwere kuuya kwavo muchipatara umu kamo ndio kunoita kuti vaive vanenge vapuwa mubhedha vaadhimitwa vaivaye vazina chiremba vada kutengerwa mafurutsu ndio mafurutsu atenge tichitengesa isusu. Saka ndo kutengwa kunenge kuchiitwa chi zvinhu. Saka apa kubva madoctors akatanga kuenda pastrike hapana kana chiritombofamba nokuti varwere vacho havasi kutombouyawo vazhinji vanotoperawo kufa unongoona makopina achitobuda nechi nevanhu.
Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi revakuru vakuru vezvipatara izvi sezvo vati havana kupiwa mvumo yekutaura nevatori venhau kubva kubazi rezveutano nekuchengetedzwa kwevana. Vana chiremba vari kuramwa basa vari kutarisirwa kuita musangano nevatori venhau mangwana apo vachazivisa zvabuda munhaurirano dzavari kuita nehurumende. Vamwewo vashandi vanoita zveutano vatataura navo vakaita sana mukoti nevamwe vasina kuda kudomwa nemazita vati vanotarisira kuti hurumende ichavawedzerawo mari vachiti vacharamawo mabasa kana vasina kuwedzerwa mari dzavanotambira. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Mamwe masangano evarimi ari kukurudzira hurumende kuti ise mari yakawanda kunyaya dzekurima pairi kuita bhajeti rayo repagore rinouya. Achipa pfungwa dzavo kuurongwa hwebhajeti ra2015, masangano eCommercial Farmers Union neZimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union anoti hurumende iri kurasa mari yakawanda nekuzotenga chikafu kubva kunze kwenyika pane kuti dai yaisa mari yose iyi mukubatsira varimi vemunyika.
Mutungamiri wesangano rekomesha wafamazi union vaHendrik Olivier vaudzo Studio 7 kuti sangano ravo ragara richipa pfungwa iyi kuhurumende asi hurumende haisi kutambira. Tabata nengo yeZimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union vaJeremiah Tevera kuti tinzwewo kubva kusangano ravo.
Chirongwa chakanaka chaizvo chatagara tichitaura nezvacho kuti chigone kuitwa nehurumende nekuti makore nemakore pari kushanda mari yakawanda kuunza zvekudya kubva kunze kwenyika asi mafamasi ari muno vanokwanisa kurima zvinhu izvozvo. Chavari kushayiwa chete rubatsiro rwakakwana runobva kuhurumende rwatinotarisira kuti rukaiswa mubhajeti vakonza kuta zvakakwanawo nemaunion nevamwe vese vane chokuita nezvekurima. Tinokwanisa kusimudzira gohwo redu nyika igokwanisa kuzviriritirawo.
Tinoona kuti hakasike kutanga kupa hurumende kurudziro yakadai. Ichii chiri kuita kuti isatambirwa?
Kutambira vanotambira asi kuti vanotaurawo kuti vane zvakawanda zvinenge zvakanangana nemari dzavanobata kubva munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana zvichinangana nekunobva mateksi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka pakugovewa kwemari idzi manje kumaministris anofanirwa kunge achiita zveagriculture tinoona kuti zvino zvova nemutsauko nezvetinenge takatarisira. Hatisi kuti vari kukundikana zvavo but tinoda kuti chidimu chochiwedzera.
Tinonzwawo kuti mwaka uno varimi vazhinji havasi kukwanisa kuwana rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende. Zviri kukanganisa zvakadii gadziriro yekurima?
Zvatokanganisa zvikuru nekuti varimi vamwe vanga vakatarisirawo kuti hurumende ikauya nechidimu iye murimi anenge ane pakewo panga akabata okwanisa kututsira kuti ndima dzaari kurima kana kuti basa raruda kuita riite rigone kubudirira. Nokuti tikadzokera kumashure kunguva yekutengeswa kwembeu mitengo yanga isina kumira zvakanaka. Saka varimi vazhinji vakasara vasina mari zvekuti vakwanise kuzviriritirawo pamwaka watiri kupinda unoyo wekurema.
Vanga vari nhengo yeZimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union vaJeremiah Tevera vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu muzvipatara zvehurumende munguva iyo vana chiremba vari kuenderera mberi vachiramwa mabasa.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 1-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure paLive Talk.
Yashika nguo yatinoverenga tsambambozha dzenyu pamwe nematext message amunotumira kuno kuStudio 7 imi vateereri. Yekutanga inoti Studio 7 makapenga especially vatori venhau dai vambushanyirawo Gokwe chitekete vamboonawo zvakaita mugwagwa uyo unoenda Gokwe makomba zvavo. Ko Zanu PF iri piko zvinhu zvakadai kuita mamina? Farisai sekuru vangu Charedza vachando vamateva kansela.
Anoendera ombera achi ndimhoreserewo shamwari dzangu Chris naPrince, munofara here? Ndini mandizvidza kwamutare mumwe muteereri.
Mumwe anoti ndingafara zvikuru kana mukaverengawo yangu tsamba. Ndikwaisireiwo amai Ronald Madondo nevana vavo vanoti Royce, Ronald naViolet. Ndozodawo Leonard naCosta Zingoni pamwe naJukwa, Titus Sinyoro, Nelson Manjonjo. Ndini Chris kumasvingo.
Mumwe anoenderawo mberi nekuti ndinokutendai Blessing naJonga nekuti panhau dzechokwadi. Ndimhoreserewo shamwari dzangu dzinoti Nicholas Dumba naNigel Dumba naFrank Kayereka Lucky Mparaganda kuguruve munyora ana kutaura zita rake.
Mumwe anoti makadii mukoma Jonga naBlessing? Ndini Auckland. Ndoda kukwazisa shamwari dzangu dzinoti Edlin naSilas Makocheredze. Ndisingakanganwi fungai, ndatenda nekuverenga tsamba yangu.
Mumwe anotiwo ndingafara mukaverenga tsamba yangu ndisingakanganwi kutenda Jonga nevamwe vake vanotiudza nhau dzechokwadi. Ndichiti pamberi nenhau dzechokwadi, nditamuka mapuranga kumasvingo kunyajena paripa Renko 10 of V4.
Mumwe anoti, hi guys, munogona basa, rambai makadaro, ndimoroserewo chido chemoyo, Mai Miranda Zembe, ndini Oliver Zembe kwa Gutu.
Mumwe omuterera anoti, makadi jonga na blessing, ndikafara chaizvo mukaverenga tsamba yangu, ndiri kuno kubwera kwa Murambinda. Vashandi vepa maini nonzi dinidza, vari kunonga svosve nemuromo. Varungu vechitema vacho, havasi kubhadhara kana cent. Ndifarisireo kuda, ganyani jeke na mavure ndinotenda mukaverenga tsamba yangu.
Mumwe anoti pamberine nhau dzechokwadi dzamunotipakurira paStudio 7. Ndikwazisireo mukoma wangu vengai, Abiot, baba vimbai, na Mudhara Edison neshamwari dzangu dzose, na Bright Nyashano kugokwe, ndini tapiwa. Mumpande, mukaverenga tsamba yangu ndingafara chose.
Tunoimba afara chaizvo tapiwa. Mwano tuo ndini Russell Munyongani. Vakomana basa munogona kunyanya iwe jonga nevamwe vako kunyanya dzamuno budisa dzezvematogerwe enyika. Budisai muchienzanisa mativi ose musarerekere rimwe divi. Asi basa munogona ndimorisirei vose vekwa Munyongani kwa bora muraini rema mutoko ndatenda hangu murambe makadaro.
Mumwe anoti ini ndinonzi Bernard Mutsiwi ndiri kubhohera kwachirozva. Ndinotenda nekuti panhau dzisina kwadzakarerekera. Ndinoti pamberi nebasa varume ndikwazireiwo mufundisi Nyanzou, Simon Mutsiwi, tongesai zvavamwe, Peter Gotosa nevateereri vose veStudio 7, vatsigiri veMDC.
Mumwe anoti nguva ndo inenge isina kumira zvakanaka jonga, regati gumire pano vateereri, nguva yaita shanje. Tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora. Tinoti rambai muchititumira tsamba mbozha dzenyu kuStudio 7 muchitudza zvirongwa zvamunofarira imi vateereri kuti munzwe paStudio 7.
Kwadzisanai hama neshamwari pano paStudio 7 muchishandisa email address yedu inoti studio7@voanews.com. Kana ari matext message kana WhatsApp, tumirai kunhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Tinodzokorora zvakare nhamba idzi 001-202-465-0318. Chirongwa chino ndechenyu imi vateereri. Tosangana zvakare mangwana muchikamu chatinoverenga zvamunenge manyora. Kambo dande kubva kuna mushakabvu chioniso maraire na Ja Fraser. Sezongo yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare.
Mutungamiri vaive mutungamiri wezambia vamichael sata vanoradzikwa muzambia nhasi.
America nenyika dzemucommonwealth vocherechedza zuva remagamba.
Varwere muzvipatara zvehurumende voyaura sezvo vana chiremba vari kuenderera mberi nekuramwa mabasa. tabatashuka kumagume chironga chidu chanasi. Tinoimba kuti mchanga mwine Suzakari Mangwana. Anokuoneka ine mufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri. Ndiri mu Washington DC.
Nenwenyo Blessing Zulu tokusia mina Sandra Nyera na Chris Kande.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, November 11th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Financially struggling Zimbabweans are being forced to transfer their sick relatives from government hospitals to private health institutions as the crippling strike by government doctors continue with no end in sight.
We are just appealing to the government of Zimbabwe to facilitate or to initiate with the funds to help the doctors with their salary.
President Robert Mugabe, speaking at Zambian President Michael Sata's burial today, attacks non-governmental organizations for allegedly being used by the West to underdevelop Africa.
And ZANU-PF chairman for Matabeleland South, Andrew Langer, today rubbished the vote of no confidence passed on him yesterday, calling it unprocedural and consensical. He says he's still in charge.
Financially struggling Zimbabweans are being forced to transfer their sick relatives and friends from most government hospitals to private health institutions in the country as the crippling strike continues to affect health services. Reporter Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
A visit by Studio 7 to two hospitals in the capital today, Parenyatwa Group of Hospitals and Harare Central Hospital, revealed that many people were not getting medical attention with no one attending to them owing to the ongoing strike by government doctors. Nesbet Nyoni, who had visited his sick relative at Harare Hospital, said the situation there is now dire.
The problem which we are facing right now is that people are not getting enough treatment from the government hospitals due to the strike being done by the doctors. So we are just appealing to the government of Zimbabwe to facilitate or to initiate with the funds to help the doctors with their salary, so that doctors may come to their respective working places.
Wakefield Mulilo told Studio 7 by phone on his way to Mutoko that his family has just transferred one of their family members who has been at Parenyatwa since Thursday and not receiving any attention.
We have decided to take him to All Souls Mission Hospital in Mutoko, where there are doctors to attend to him. It makes sense because we cannot wait for our relative to die, yet the doctors are not coming to attend to him.
Ruramai Piri, who resides in the Rugare suburb of Harare, told Studio 7 that two people have died in a neighborhood after failing to access treatment at Harare Hospital due to the ongoing strike.
Hospitals are now a death trap. The industrial action has affected a lot of things. Here in Rugare, at least two people have died because Harare Hospital is not attending to the sick. We are now resorting to faith healers.
Meanwhile, Joseph Murau, who was looking for funds to transfer his sick brother, admitted at Harare Hospital to a private clinic, urged authorities to address the doctor's demands to ensure that those who cannot afford high fees charged by private doctors have access to health.
They cannot go there with the influence of other people who doesn't even will to help those people because they don't have any way to start, to go and get attended to the private hospitals. There is no money, there is no proper articulation into those areas whereby you need a relative to go and talk about those areas in terms of the weakness or the challenges or the disease on that particular patient.
Some vendors who operate outside both Parire Nyatwa and Harare Central Hospitals were also complaining of loss of revenue as their products are no longer being bought owing to the doctor's industrial action. Some nurses and supporting staff at Harare Hospital who refused to speak on tape warned that they will also embark on industrial action if doctors' salaries are increased. Doctors are demanding an increment of their salaries from $282 to at least $1,200 and other on-call allowances. The strike, started by junior doctors some 3 weeks ago, has crippled operations in most government hospitals, especially with middle level and senior doctors joining the industrial action, calling on the authorities to increase their meager pay and improve their working conditions. The Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association today said progress in negotiations is slow, adding the cash-strapped government should prioritize their plight so doctors can pick up their stethoscopes and save lives. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Zambia's late President Michael Sata was buried today after a funeral attended by over 50,000 mourners who thronged the country's Heroes Stadium. Mr. Sata, who died two weeks ago in London after a long illness, was buried in the Embassy Park, the resting place of Zambian leaders. Southern African Development Community Chairperson and Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe addressed the mourners and attacked neo-colonialists and non-governmental organizations for allegedly pushing the West's agenda on the continent. He took a swipe at the West for allegedly continuing to underdevelop Africa. Mr. Mugabe said, quote, "We forget that we still need to fight an anti-imperialist war. They now come dressed as NGOs. They look at how they can influence our governments, our people. They give money to our people to corrupt them," unquote. He said he worked well with Mr. Sata and hoped to continue the relationship with his successor.
Mr. Sata had led Zambia since winning an election in 2011 that ended the 20 years of rule by the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy Party. But there is no clarity on who will succeed him, as his death has left a huge void in his ruling Patriotic Front, which he formed in 2001. Zambian Vice President and Interim President Guy Scott has said a presidential election will be held within 90 days. Mr. Scott is not eligible to run for the presidency because his parents were from Scotland. Last month, however, the Zambian government presented lawmakers with a new draft constitution that would eliminate the Zambian-born parent requirement for candidates. Zambia's Centre for Policy Dialogue Executive Director, Neo Simutani, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that it will be difficult to succeed Mr. Sata as his party was built around him.
What is going on is that, as you know, the PF was built around the personality of Michael Sata. So really what gave it popularity, what made attracted people to the PF, and what held the PF together as a ruling party was the personality of Michael Sata. Now, his departure definitely has left a big vacuum, and almost everyone now is just looking for his position and take over from him. And their factions are now positioning themselves to succeed him. I think the challenge really is whether the party will hold together.
But are you confident that the transition will be peaceful?
I think it will be peaceful. I think Zambia is known for being peaceful. There may be a bit of bickering within the ruling political front. But I think that for them to ensure that they retain power, they may be forced to unite.
Lastly, across the border in Zimbabwe, there's a lot of chaos as to who will succeed President Robert Mugabe should he decide to step down. What can Zimbabwe learn from Zambia?
I think the big lesson that Zimbabwe can learn, but also that Zambia can actually learn from other countries, is that it's important to have a very clear succession plan, a constitutional guarantee succession, as is the case, for example, in Botswana, you know, which is very predictable. But also, I think the introduction of a clause in the constitution that makes a vice president running mate is another way of ensuring a smooth transition. We saw how this happened in Nigeria, in Ghana, and in Malawi. But as for Zimbabwe, I think that Mr. Robert Mugabe has an opportunity right now to manage the transition before he steps down or before something happens to him.
That was the Zambia's Center for Policy Dialogue Executive Director Neo Simutani speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Lusaka. Heads of state of Kenya, Madagascar and Namibia also attended the burial.
We also reached political analyst Chamu Madiridzire, who a PhD candidate at the University of Cape Town, who says President Robert Mugabe had a healthy relationship with the late Zambian leader Sata.
First and foremost, I must say President Mugabe is going to Zambia in various capacities. Firstly, he's going to Zambia as the chairperson of SADC. He's going there to exercise regional female diplomacy, and he's also going there as the president of Zimbabwe. You would know that Zimbabwe and Zambia, during such a time, they enjoyed cordial relations, I must say. There were very warm relations between the two countries. Zimbabwe could do many things with Zambia. They recently hosted the UNWTO General Assembly. There are so many projects that they are doing. In the tourism sector, they are also close, I mean, countries, because you would find when Zimbabwe is hunger-stricken, I mean, in terms of food security, it would tend to Zambia.
We have an acting president in Zambia, Mr. Guy Scott, and he's white. Here is President Robert Mugabe, who is known to have rather frosty relations with white people. What's your take on that?
It's a very controversial relationship, I must say, but in international politics, it's an issue of realism coming into play.
That was political analyst Chamu Madiridzire, a PhD candidate at the University of Cape Town in South Africa.
ZANU-PF chairman for Matabeleland South, Andrew Langer, today rubbished the vote of no confidence passed on him yesterday, calling it unprocedural and nonsensical. He says he is still in charge. The measure stemmed from allegations that Langer had tried to sabotage First Lady Grace Mugabe's rally in Gwanda and that he was aligning himself with a faction that wants President Robert Mugabe out of office. His accusers also accused the Sports and Culture Minister of disrespect Mrs. Grace Mugabe. Though he has refused to grant a radio interview to Studio 7 today, Langer hit back with a written statement saying, quote, "I have never disrespected the First Lady as alleged," close quote, adding he reveres the First Family. He also said the violence-filled Gwanda meeting that sanctioned his removal yesterday or alleged removal yesterday was improperly constituted and therefore had no legal effect. For analysis on the ongoing chaos in ZANU-PF, reporter Ntungameli Nkomo reached political analyst Dumisani Nkomo.
It's a deliberate, you know, calculated, orchestrated, and choreographed attempt at reducing the power of the Njuru faction, which has been controlling the Politburo, which has been controlling the provincial structures. So the idea is to really weaken it, and if possible, according to another faction, maybe almost destroy it. But that is the idea, to really weaken the Njuru faction. But I don't think President Mugabe wants it to be totally destroyed. He wants it to be weak. The other faction may want it to be destroyed, but the president just wants a weak Njuru faction.
The faction allegedly led by Mujuru has largely been quiet except for a few individuals. Do you think this so-called quiet diplomacy is working for them?
I think it's not quite diplomacy. I'm sure they're strategizing quietly. And at times, by keeping quiet, disempower your opponent because they don't know what you're up to. Lions, when they're attacking their prey, you know, they don't roar, they don't make a lot of noise. They keep quiet, they remain covert, they camouflage whatever they do. So I'm sure that faction is camouflaging what they want to do. I'm sure they're trying to be covert.
That was political analyst Dumisani Nkomo on the line with reporter Ntungameli Nkomo in Bulawayo.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
we take a look at Veterans Day or commemoration days which are being marked in the United States and Europe today.
But first of all, we take a look at regional and international news.
Our first one, Chris, Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan says he will seek a second full term as head of Africa's most populous country and number one oil producer. Mr. Jonathan made the expected announcement at a rally in the capital, Abuja, today. It came during a speech in which the Nigerian leader touted his record and also called for a minute of silence to honor 48 students killed in the bombing of a secondary school in Yobe State. Militant group Boko Haram is suspected in yesterday's attack.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin have met briefly on the sidelines of a conference in Beijing, covering a few of the key local issues on which their governments do not agree. Mr. Obama and Mr. Putin flanked Chinese President Jinping and exchanged comments about the room as leaders walked into the venue for today's Asia-Pacific summit.
And Somalia's parliament sank into chaos today as lawmakers tried to debate a no-confidence motion against the country's prime minister. Supporters of Prime Minister Abdiwell Sheikh Ahmed started shouting, blowing whistles and banging on empty jugs soon after the debate on the motion began, drowning out lawmakers trying to speak. The parliament speaker eventually closed the session, citing the noise. It was not clear when or if a parliament would discuss the measure again.
The Commercial Farmers Union says the government should prioritize agriculture in its 2015 budget to ensure the country produces its own food, unlike now when it's spending millions buying from other countries. CFU President Hendrik Olivier says money being used on importing food should be used to assist local farmers. The union says the revival of the farming sector will also create jobs for millions who are currently unemployed. The CFU and the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union are uniting in their clarion call for the government not to waste money on food that can be produced in the country. CFU Chief Executive Officer Hendrik Olivier tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they have submitted their proposals to the Treasury for consideration in the next budget.
What we are asking is that agriculture needs to be prioritized. There needs to be funding set aside to develop infrastructure development on the farms. For the last 15 years, we haven't seen much development take place. Machinery equipment is very old. And of course, also government needs to put funding available so that we can start the process of compensating the farmers for the land that has been acquired in terms of the laws of this country. Government interacts with every stakeholder and government receives inputs from every stakeholder. Since we've made this presentation to the Parliamentarian Portfolio Committee, there has been other interaction again. And we hope that government will be sincere and take the recommendations that we are making on board. And you must remember that for the whole of agriculture in Zimbabwe, not only for the white commercial farmers, as people think, it's for the whole of the agricultural sector.
You also mentioned that the government is wasting a lot of money importing food. What do you think the government must do to avoid this?
Government must create the environment and look after its own farmers. It must look after its own producers in its own country. It must set policy, the right policy in place so that we can produce food here that is competitive instead of importing cheap imports from other countries, which is landing here on the market much cheaper than what we, our producers, can produce.
And that was CFU Chief Executive Officer Hendrik Olivier in Harare with Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
A major concert in Washington, D.C. is among the many events planned across the United States today to mark the Veterans Day holiday. About 800,000 people are expected to gather at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the Concert for Valor, featuring such great acts as rock and roll legend Bruce Springsteen, rhythm and blues singer Rihanna, country star Carrie Underwood, and heavy metal band Metallica. Organizers are hoping to use the concert to raise awareness for organizations aimed at helping military veterans once they leave active service. The Veterans Day holiday was first observed in the United States in 1919 as Armistice Day, celebrating the formal agreement signed in Versailles, France on November 11, 1918, that ended World War I. Armistice Day became an official U.S. holiday in 1938 and remained so until 1954, when it was renamed Veterans Day in the aftermath of both World War II and the Korean War. The U.S. Veterans Day holiday also coincides with other World War I era holidays around the world, including Remembrance Day in Britain and the Commonwealth Nations of Australia and Canada. Zimbabwean immigrant Diana Chageza, whose husband is in the United States Army and currently based in Afghanistan, tells the Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganyawuye she is proud of the work her husband is doing for this country.
You know, we're so proud of him. You know, we're really proud of him. He's doing his civic duty to this country. He's doing the duty that, as an immigrant who came from another country and settled in the U.S., he understands that for us to be able to live in this country, there's somebody who sacrificed for this country to be a better place. So him doing that is a good example to our children. So whether or not one supports politics, it is aside from the point, but somebody has made this country to be a country that immigrants want to be able to immigrate to.
On this Veterans Day, where veterans are being honored, what do you and other wives on your camp do to honor the work that your husbands are currently doing and for those others that have served before him?
We do various activities just to remind the veterans and those who are still active duty that we have not forgotten them, that we appreciate what they're doing, we appreciate the service that they're doing in the country. We do various activities. We do care packages that we send to those who are currently deployed. As a community, you find that all restaurants are free to all veterans today, which is very good. It's just that all the businesses and all the army spouses and everybody around just cherish the veterans on this day. And I just encourage everybody, if you might not know the person who lives next door to you, there might be a veteran. You can just go and just say, hey, you know what? Thank you for your service. Thank you for making this country a better place for me to live in.
And where is your husband stationed right now? Do you get a chance to communicate with him on Veterans Day today?
We are very privileged that we do have access to be able to communicate more regularly than people would have done back then. He's currently serving in Afghanistan, so we're very proud of him.
That was the Zimbabwean immigrant Diana Chageza, whose husband is serving in the U.S. Army. She spoke there with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganyawuye from Fort Bragg in North Carolina in the United States.
In Zimbabwe, which celebrates its war veterans on Heroes Day, both dead and alive, some war veterans say the government should seriously consider introducing War Veterans Day in honor of those who participated in the liberation struggle of the 1970s, which led to independence in 1980. For perspective, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube speaks with war veteran Max Mkandla and social commentator Tavang Nare. Mkandla says there are various stumbling blocks in introducing such a day in Zimbabwe where war veterans get at least a monthly pension of $150.
The problem that we have, that is that the war veterans themselves are just good, you know, campaigners of a certain political party. That's why there is no respect in the form of war veterans. And as a result, they are just spearheading a political party's agenda, yet they've got their own constitution, and the party has got its own. And then it appears as if the war veterans are belonging to a certain political party. This is why there is no that respect and an identity of the war veterans themselves.
Your take on this issue, Mr. Nari, do you think that Zimbabwe should have a War Veterans Day?
That's actually a very good idea. You know, when you look at the Veterans Day, which is celebrated in the U.S. there, and even the days that have been celebrated in the Remembrance Day in the United Kingdom, these are people that fought during the World War II, and they fought because they believed in freedom. They believed in a certain cause. And this is why they are celebrated and they are remembered, because they stopped, you know, the spread of fascism and all other forms of oppression during that time. So in our case also, we had the liberation struggle. And during the liberation struggle, we had two political parties. Well, it so happens that they now united in 1987. But it's also good to celebrate the achievements of the two armed wings that were then, because that's part of our history.
Mr. Mkandla, have you ever lobbied government to actually have a War Veterans Day? Or you're just maybe complaining from the sidelines?
We are just complaining from the sideline, because the problem that we have, we seem to identify ourselves with a certain political party. Therefore, the government, the entire government, cannot take the matter seriously. When we talk of a government, we are not talking of a ruling party, but we are talking of the state on its own. But therefore, we are not there definitely to be identifying ourselves as an organization with a certain political party. That is where we have got the problem. We have forgotten the end of the armed struggle, actually what we actually fought for.
What do we blame here, Mr. Nari?
Some cancer, the war veterans, they need to step up their efforts in demanding and recognizing, getting their recognition. Of course, it's unfortunate in the past when they got recognition, they also got quite a bit of money from government then. And people did not, it was almost like they were thanked in a big way then. But I think it's good to put things into perspective, that apart from receiving whatever gratuities, financial, they get from government, it's important that they get that recognition.
Now, Mr. Mkandla, we know that at one stage you were given a gratuities of after about $50,000. Can you say really that you have been neglected by the government?
That lump sum of money, it definitely we were given that as war veterans. And then that money to be compensated, it was just not easy. There were massive demonstrations, day, night, and et cetera, et cetera. So that shows that we don't have somebody there who is actually standing for the war veterans. We don't have the minister who is actually directly involved in the issues of the war veterans. Even the commanders, senior commanders, they are failing actually to articulate this because of political differences and then the objectives of the armed struggle. You find that if such an issue can be raised by somebody from the Zipra camp, the idea will be denied and it will be labeled as a dissident. Then we've got a problem, we've got a crisis in the country. This is not something that we are actually looking at, but the unity of the people and then the recognition of the war veterans. That calendar, our calendar, we must have it that very day of the War Veterans Day.
That was war veteran Max Mkandla. You also heard from social commentator Tavang Nare speaking to Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Bulawayo.
Now, Chris, one or two emails. Let me read the first one. It says, big up, guys. How are you doing? You are doing a sterling job. Kunoku Zimbabwe, things have fallen apart in the ruling party. Inindi nonzi enso.
And I have one from Mataro who says, how are you, Studio 7? Keep up, keep on moving.
And the last one that we'll read for today, we'll read more tomorrow, Chris, but this one says, thank you guys for good news that you give us on a daily basis. This is good, more gems in South Africa. Please keep them rolling in. We'll try to read some more emails tomorrow. We have a lot of them. Thank you so much. But Chris, before we go, just a reminder to our listeners to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk today. What are we discussing for today on Live Talk? The doctors and the hospitals.
Yes.
So please do call in and join the discussion. Text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back on from our studios.
Before we go, Sandy, just a quick recap of today's top stories.
Financially struggling Zimbabweans, Chris, are being forced to transfer their sick relatives from government hospitals to private institutions because of the crippling strike by Zimbabwe's doctors.
And President Robert Mugabe, speaking at Zambian President Michael Sata's burial, attacks non-governmental organizations. That's all for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night. Leaving you with Standekile and Ntungamili with the Ndebele News.
Bonga Sandra Locris, Lichonanjani, Emakaya, Yigutibana, M. Sagazweni, Studio 7, Molesibil, M. Saga 11, Molesi, 2014. Siletulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe, sisakaza sise Washington, D.C. Hola mugela emweni ngenjabulo ngutungamile inkomo
lo sithandekile mhlanga
endabeni zethu lamhlanje
singa Paula ukuthi iZambia yiyo enika lokungesilungu ukuthi blind loyalty to ukukhokhela ubukhona ngakho uqinise kakhulu isandla sika mongameli eMgabe uMichael Sata
emazwini awethule emngcwabeni waye ngumongameli weZambia umnumzana Michael Sata ekhuluma njengomkhokheli weSADC. Umongameli Robert Mugabe uthi izwekazi le-Afrika kumele limanyane ekulwisaneni labahuquluzi benotho.
Nokucabanga njalo kwamongameli ngoba laye khathesi ubona ngazani ihlangothi likamjuli lamandla abaningi kakhulu. So bazama ukuthi bafiphaze banciphise amandla efection kamjuru ngokukhipha ama-chairperson omgcini sihlalo abahambelana laye umjuru.
Umgcini sihlalo weZANU-PF eMathebeleleni South umnumzana Andrew Langa uthi amalunga alelibandla ahlangane eGwanda aphuma lesinqumo sokuthi esuswe esikhundleni sakhe izolo ayazikhohlisa ngoba umhlangano lo obungekho emthethweni.
Izihlobo zabagulayo abaziletha esibhedlela ezinkulu zikahulumende eHarare sezibanjwa ngamandla okudlulela phambili ukuyadinga usizo esibhedlela esizimeleyo kusamukelwa abagulayo kakubi ngesikhathi odokotela bekhalala umsebenzi.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe uthi izwekazi le-Afrika kumele limanyane ekulwisaneni labahuquluzi benotho. Esethula amazwi akhe njengomkhokheli womanyano weSADC emngcwabeni kamnumzana Michael Sata owayengumongameli weZambia. Umgabe uthi abahuquluzi benotho belokhu besebenzisa imali ukufumbathisa izizalwane zamazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika afana leZimbabwe. Wengezelele wathi ikhona enye inkokheli efana lowake waba ngumongameli weleZambia umnumzana Frederick Chiluba athi kazange aphathise lelo lizwe njalo imbali yakhe kayibukeki. Umgabe uchaze umoyi uSata njengomuntu owayezimisele ukuphakamisa ilizwe leZambia. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Sizananzelela ukuthi emazweni eSADC uMichael Sata ube ngumunye wabantu ababeloku besekela umongameli Robert Mugabe. Abanye abakhokheli ugoqela uKhama leSouth Africa bebengathi sebeyasola indlela izinto eziphethwe ngayo eZimbabwe ngakho besebehamba ukuthi balungise izinto kube le-fairness between i-ruling party ne-opposition ikakhulu ngesikhathi se-government of national unity. Singa Paula uthi iZambia yiyo ebinika lokungesilungu ukuthi iblind loyalty to ukukhokhela ukukhona. Ngakho uqinise kakhulu isandla sikaMongameli Mgabe uMichael Sata.
Enxa sikhangele umkhokheli okhona okakathesi ophethe isikhundla sikaMongameli uMnumzana Guy Scott ungumlungu, kodwa uMongameli Mgabe siyamazi ubudlelwano bakhe labelungu. Singathini nxa simbona esiyakhona ukuyabamba izandla zikaMnumzana Scott?
Lokho sifanele sikukhangelele ukuthini uMongameli Mgabe ngabe ehamba ngali kungayisikho ukuthi ujabulela uGuy Scott, kodwa kuyindlela yokuthi mhlawumbe engazivikela ehwahweni kumongameli ozayo. Asikhumbule ukuthi abantu beZambia bazahamba ekhethweni within the next 90 days or so.
Singathini manje nxa sikhangela ngembali yeZambia lobudlelwano bayo leZimbabwe? Siyabona ukubana kuke kwangani ubudlelwano lobo abuhambi kahle ngesikhathi sikaMnumzana Chiluba.
Ukungahambisani kahle bekusekutheni uChiluba i-background yakhe ube ngumuntu wama-union, ubengene embusweni opposer uKenneth Kaunda obe ngumngane omkhulu weZANU-PF.
UMnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo yingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe, bekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseSouth Africa.
Umgcinisihlalo webandla leZANU-PF eMathebeleleni South uMnumzana Andrew Langa uthi amalunga aleli bandla ahlangane eGwanda aphuma lesinqumo sokuthi esuswe esikhundleni sakhe izolo ayazikhohlisa ngoba umhlangano lo ubungekho emthethweni. Abahlangane eGwanda laba ababikwa besekela icele leZANU-PF elibikwa likhokhelwa nguMnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa bethesa uLanga icala lokungahloniphi unkosikazi Grace Mgabe kanye lokudlelana lecele abathi lizama ukugenqula uMongameli Mgabe embusweni. Kodwa embikweni awethule namuhla, uMnumzana Langa walandule wonke lawa macala wathi uyamsekela uMgabe lomkakhe. Wengeze wathi kakaze adelele unkosikazi Mgabe langelanga elilodwa. Ngalokho uLanga yena ongumphathi ntambo obona ngezemidlalo lamasiko uthi umhlangano wokumxotsha owenziwe izolo lo awukho emthethweni, njalo okuphume kuwo kasoze akulandele. Emhlanganweni lo kube lodlakela, njalo ekade besekela ukususwa kukaLanga bebethwele amabhakane amethesa icala lokudlelana lonkosikazi Mjuru yena olwiswa licele elibikwa likhokhelwa nguMnangagwa. Ukuhlaziya ukulwisana kuZANU-PF lokhu sixhume ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Dumisani Nkomo.
Yebona zani, okuqala injongo yokuthi ihlangothi elikhokhelwa nguMjuru lingabi lamandla amaningi ukuze uma sokuhanjwa kuCongress linganelisi ukuthi libe labantu abaningi abangena ezindleni zobukhokheli. Yiyo injongo yokuqala, ngoba ama-provinces sibona ngaba lamandla amaningi sibili ukuthi enze ama-nomination esikhundleni eziningi. So injongo yokuthi amandla ehlangothi leli ngabi maningi kakhulu. So kulichinga njalo kulicebo lokucabanga kwehlangothi elikhokhelwa ngabo Mnangagwa. Njalo kulichinga lele lokucabanga njalo kwamongameli, ngoba laye khathesi ubona ngazani ihlangothi likaMjuri linamandla amaningi kakhulu. So bazama ukuthi bafiphaze kumbe banciphise amandla efection kaMjuru ngokukhipha ama-chairperson omgcinisihlalo abahambelana laye uMjuru. Kodwa bona zani bangakuphatha kubi khona lokho, kungagcina sokubange ukuthi uMjuru igcine sephumile kuphathi wajoyinana lamanxelamanye ama-opposition parties. So injongo yokuthi nje behlise amandla akhe.
Bona abakaMjuru ubona belamaqhinga yini? Bayaqoqana na kumbe benza njengezimvu ezidonswa zisiyabulawa nje zithule?
Ye, mona zani lokuthula kwabo khona lokho kulichinga kulicebo labo ukuthi ngobanxa sikhangela nje amaqhinga kumbe amacebo abantu bombangazwe kumbe abalwayo esikhathini esiningi uma isipe sakho singakwazi ukuthi umcabangani kuba nzima ukuthi unjani ulwe lesitha sakho. So mona zona ukuthula khona lokho kuyingxenye yamaqhinga abo.
Umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo yingcwethi kwezombusazwe, sixoxela ekobulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Icelele MDCT elizibiza ngokuthi yi-renewal team kobulawayo seliqalisile ukulungisa amalunga azakhokhela ezigabeni zalo emalokishini ama-districts kulandela ukwabiwa kutsha kwezikhundla zamalunga ekomiti enkulu yaleli bandla i-Provincial Executive Committee ngesonto edluleyo kuleli dolobho. Ibandla leli libikwa lisaba kutsha lezi zikhundla ngenjongo yokuthi lichiyele ezinye amalunga ecelele MDC elikhokhelwa Musikhwica Mfundo umnumzana Wishman Ncube, njalo amabandla la akhangelelwe ukuba lomhlangano omkhulu weCongress ngomnyaka ozayo esemanyene. Umnumzana Kucaca Phulu ulokhu engumgcini sihlalo waleli bandla kobulawayo esekelwa ngumnumzana Michael Gora. Amanye amalunga alikomiti asephethe izikhundla ezitshiyeneyo ngumnumzana Desire Moyo, Thamsanqa Ncube, uSikhwica Mfundo Philani Moyo kanye lonkosikazi Lilian Mlilo. Umnumzana Edwin Ndlovu osuke kusikhundla sokuba ngumsekeli kamgcini sihlalo ubekwe kwesokuba isikhulumi sesigaba sakobulawayo kuleli bandla. Yena utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi lamhla baphakathi kokuqoqa isigaba sephumula.
I-structure audit sibona ukuthi kambe ayenele yini kuma-structures ngoba ngasiphela i-district imeni kumele ibe labantu abangu-43. Sikhangele ukuthi bayenela yini bona labo bantu ngoba sikhangelele njalo ukuthi ngomnyaka ozayo sizakuya ku-Congress. Yikho-ke saba-auditor nje sibone ukuthi benele yini. Namhlanje sephumula, siyathokoza sephumula ababuye ngobuningi abantu-ke bagcwele-ke i-structure sabo hhayi kukhanya senele. Siyathokoza kakhulu ngakho lokho. Bebebangisana abanye sengani sebesweleke izikhundla-ke bezifuna ukuthi labo bangene babe phakathi kwenhlanganiso-ke ye-orange. Bancedisa ukuthi-ke nabalethe-ke i-democracy eZimbabwe, bancedisa ukuthi-ke batshintshe uhulumende khona lapha ezini. Sihamba ama-district wonke, sikhangela ukuthi mhlaka 16 November sibe sesibhodi ibulawayo yonke, sabona ukuthi ama-district structures ethu amenjani. Kukhanya-ke hhayi esilungu kulelokho kuthiwa i-enthusiasm, abantu bayigcozelela kwenhlanganiso yethu. Kuhle kakhulu lokho.
Ungabe MDCT, ngabe ZANU-PF kumbe ngabantu ababengekho kwezombusazo?
Kulabantu ababekwe-MDCT, kulabantu kade bevele behlezi bangene i-election. Obungakhangela uzabona ukuthi i-election yethu bekuvota abantu abangu-9,000, 10,000, kodwa constituency labantu abafika 45,000. Kulabantu kade sebediniwe-ke ngalokhu kade kusenzakala kuma-political parties bezihlalele. Abaningi babo yibo labo sesilabo-ke ku-MDC renewal. Yebo kambe bakhona abavela kwe-MDCT, yebo kambe bakhona abavela kwe-MDC ekhokhelwa nguprofesa Ncube.
Elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Wishman Ncube langqotshwa kakhulu kukhetho lwedluleyo i-MDCT kulelo idolobho lakobulawayo. Kuyini okuza kuguquka?
Babesithi bona kalila aleke lenelise ukuthi linqobe ilizwe lonke leZimbabwe. Kodwa-ke basekunanzeleli ukuthi hhayi uMogeni yebo kambe angathi ungakhipha umgabe, kodwa-ke kufanana layo umgabe wangikhona khona kumkheni. Kurenewal kuphume abantu abadlula ingxenye yebandla le-MDCT. Ukuthi singathonisi sithi ZANU iyimbi ngalokhu ngalokho, kodwa lase busuku sihlabele naleyo ngoma yeZANU PF. Yikho-ke obekuhlupha-ke kwe-MDCT, kodwa-ke abantu-ke bathokoza-ke ne-Orange Revolution. Nxa sizahlangana-ke labakaWestman kuzaba yinto enhle kakhulu, kunika abantu beZimbabwe i-confidence.
Kodwa abanye bathi livele libalutshwana.
Hhatshi bazikhulumela abantu, MDCT sokusemanqiweni, iZANU PF sokusemanqiweni. Yikho-ke hhayi sibaningi izano le-MDCT singathi ngamakhasi enyoka nje, ukuthi ungayiboni uyethuka uthi nathi inyoka abosinanzelela ukuthi hayi likhasi inyoka yahluba kudala yazihambela.
Lo umnumzana Edwin Ndlovu isikhulumi sebandla le-renewal team obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
ukukhalala umsebenzi kwabodokotela ezibhedlela zikahulumende eHarare sokubangela ukuthi abagulayo badinge usizo ezibhedlela ezizimeleyo zona ezibiza impatalo ephezulu. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lezi zihlobo bezibonakala zithatha izigulane zazo ukuyadinga usizo kwezinye izibhedlela ngoba abagulayo laba bengalutholi usizo lapha esibhedlela okubalisa eHarare Central Hospital kanye leParirenyathwa Group of Hospitals. I-Studio 7 iye kulezi zibhedlela kuyazibonela isimo kwatholakala ukuba lanxa bekhona abalutholayo usizo iningi labagulayo bagciniwe nje ezibhedlela. Abakhulumele Studio 7 ngesikhathi bethatha izigulane zabo ukubasa kwezinye izibhedlela ezizimeleyo baveze ukuba bacetshiswe ngodokotela laba ukuba bayedinga usizo ezibhedlela ezibalisa ese-Avenues le-West End. Unkosikazi Makanaka Chagweda ngomunye wabagulayo odluliselwe phambili ngemva kokuba etshelwe ukuthi akulasizo angaluthola esibhedlela seParirenyathwa kwathiwa aye eMichael Gelfand Clinic okuyisibhedlela esizimeleyo. Kuthi unkosikazi Onai Chibwe waseRugare yena obesesibhedlela seHarare Hospital uveze ukuba useziyela emapostorini njengoba engayanelisi inhlawulo yezibhedlela ezizimeleyo. Umnumzana Wakefield Mlilo yena osewumfowabo kuhlangothi lwabagula umkhuhlane wengqondo esibhedlela seParirenyathwa ngolwesine ngeviki ephelileyo ugcine semthatha lamhla esengolubhekise esibhedlela esisemthoko ese-All Souls Mission. Ukwehla kwenani lezigulane lababuya ukuzobabona kulezi zibhedlela kubangelwa yikukhalala umsebenzi kwabodokotela abasanda kuphutsha izifundo zabo ama-junior doctors sekuphazamise lalabo abaphila ngokuthengisa ukufana lezithelo. Unkosazana Tsitsipiri othengisa izithelo esangweni leParirenyathwa Hospital utshengise ukukhathazeka phezu kokungahambi kuhle kwebhizimusi lakhe ethi usesesaba laye ukuba kuzaphetha sekumgulisa engqondweni njengoba into zimbi mazonzo okwamanje kudaba lwezemali. Kodwa abanye abakwezinye inhlangothi ezibhedlela abangathandanga ukubethwa ngamagama batshele iStudio 7 ukuba kuza kuba ingozi nxa uhulumende engalungisisa udaba lwabodokotela kuphela engakhangelanga abanye bonke abaphatheke emsebenzini wezempilakahle okubalisa omongikazi, omabhalane labanye. Baqonqosele ukuba uhulumende alungise udaba lwabo bonke hatshi uqakathekisa odokotela kuphela ngoba kunganyampisa inhliziyo zabanye bagcine labo bekhalala umsebenzi. Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Big Boy Maseko othi uvumelana lalo mbono okhuthaza uhulumende ukuba alungisise udaba lweholo hatshi kubodokotela kuphela kodwa lolwezisebenzi zonke zezibhedlela kanye lakwezinye iy'ngatsha zikahulumende.
Yeah, I think kuyinto eqakathekile ukuthi bekwenze ngaleyo ndlela. Nxa besithi balungise iindaba ezimali abalungisele for istaff sonke from abakhulu labancane because ngalesi into enziwe yilaba ama-junior doctors ukuthi bastrike for ama-demands yabo $1,200 lama-allowances ade bewafuna lawa nabo nesi labo bagcina besefuna the same thing and nxa sebefuna the same thing it means onesi labo bazashiya imisebenzi and at the end esesilakho sesile sibhedlela ezingela muntu okwelapha and abantu sebeqalisa ukusafa again. So I think kumele belungise I think isector yonke ye-health from wonke umuntu ophakathi.
Uthi uMaseko umthandazo wakhe yikuba akayi kuhlaselwa ngumkhuhlane oza kwenza sibe khona isidingo sokuba ayedinga usizo kulezi zibhedlela ezinkulu zikahulumende.
Into enkulu kakhulu because ilathi sinje silezihlobo silabazali abangagula at any time silabo gogokhulu at any point bengagula and then ehambele esibhedlela singela dokotela. So it's into enzima kakhulu ukuthi ngingaguli lami ngalesi sikhathi kungabi lesihlobo sami esigulayo because nxa kungela dokotela singagula mbani ozaselapha. Kumele befake at least into eziqathele njenge-health belungise izimali ezilungileyo balungise ama-medication right because ngalesi expect indawo ezinjenge-ebola ukuthi ingangena at any time eZimbabwe and imagine ingena akula dokotela.
UZulu obeze uzadinga usizo esibhedlela seHarare Hospital ubebonakala ezihlalele kungekho sizo alutholayo lanxa besebekhiphe inhlawulo yokuhlolwa. Kuthi eParirenyathwa Hospital beziphambana imota ezithwala abagulayo ama-ambulances ukubasa kwezinye izibhedlela ezizimeleyo. Abanye bebekhanya bedanile sebephelelwe ngumcabango ngoba besithi kabalayo imali ebizwa yizibhedlela ezizimeleyo. Abanye njalo ngabathi sebelomcabango wokudinga imali zezimota zokuya ezibhedlela zama-mission ezinjengeseKaranda eMount Darwin. Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Hospitals Doctors Association bathi odokotela laba bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo lisuka kumadola phose amakhulu amathathu $282 lisiya kwadlula inkulungwane $1,200. Bakhala njalo ngemali ezihlawuliswa abahlala ezindlini zikahulumende zezibhedlela zamadola edlula amakhulu amabili $250 kanye lezinye izimali okumele bazibhadalwe nxa bebizelwa izigulane ama-on-call allowances lokunye okungaphathisa ukuthuthukisa umsebenzi wabo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngise Harare ngingu Mavis Gama.
Studio 7 Live Talk lamuhla sikhangela inhlupho ezibhekane lezigulane lesihlobo ezigulelwayo ngalesi sikhathi odokotela bekhalale umsebenzi ezibhedlela ezinkulu zikahulumente.
Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
Yesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Inhlanganiso eboleka amazwe omhlaba imali e-International Monetary Fund ithi inotho yamazwe yasenkabazwe yezwekazi le-Afrika ilakho ukuhlaselwa yikungathuthuki ngenxa yokwehla kwentengo yamafutha ephethulo, impi zomdeni kanye lodubo lwamalwa ecatsha.
Umongameli Goodluck Jonathan wakwele Nigeria ukhangelelwe kwethula umbiko okwazisa ukuthi uzancedisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli ngomnyaka ozayo lanxa uzulu walelo lizwe engasajabuleli umbuso wakhe bemsola ngezinqumo zakhe ezingaqinanga zokuvimba lokulwisana lamalwe cacha esimuslim adlulisa amalabulo abanjenge Boko Haram.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lamhla sihlaziya udaba lwabalwa impi yenkululeko bemele ilizwe leMelika, iBhilithane, iZimbabwe lamanye amazwe. Bakhona abalwa impi zomhlaba wonke jikelele e-World War I le-World War II kweleMelika. Kuthi eZimbabwe isizalwane zalo zahloma zaphelela zalwisana lohulumende ka-Ian Douglas Smith. Labo abalwela amazwe agoqela eMelika, iBhilithane, Canada le-Australia empini zomhlaba lezinye ezalandelayo bayananzwa minyaka yonke kulokho ngelanga lamaqhawe eleVeterans Day eMelika leRemembrance Day kweleBhilithane lamanye amazwe. Lesi yisikhathi sokuthi kuhluzisiswe impilo zabalwa impi yenkululeko. EZimbabwe okwamanje kulelanga lamaqhawe eleHeroes Day okumele linanzwe okwenziwa ngamaqhawe alwa impi yenkululeko. Kodwa iningi lalabo abalwa impi bathi bafuna ilanga labo okumele libizwe ngokuthi ngelokunanza abathwala izibhamu balwisana lesitha. Okwamanje iningi labalwa impi yenkululeko bathola ikholo lamachumi amahlanu amadola eMelika, i-$150 ngenyanga. Bathi lokhu akubasuthisi. Asizweni owalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Max Mkandla lo mnumzana Thabang Nare ocubungula okubhekane lozulu nsuku zonke bexoxa ngodaba lolu lo Gibbs Dube wo Studio 7. Umkandla usungula lingxoxo.
Ngabe Zimbabwe uhlupho esilalo yokuthi kasinanzelelwa kakhulu ngoba nathina ngokwethu kasizihloniphi sithathe i-organization ibe ngaphansi kwe-party. I-party ethile ingabona ukuthi khona siyayiqhuqa kakhulu ayisinanzi. Yi-party leyo iyabe iforma i-government njengoba kunje kathesi. Kube kathi kakumelanga kube njalo, kumele ilanga lelo libe khona. Kungabi lelanga kuphele lokuthi kufiwe kuthiwa khona i-national kule Heroes Day kumbe kule Forces Day. Yathi yona ngwayi Veterans Day kayikho. So, awuhlupho silalo khona lapha ukuthi lo minister wangkhona kasilaye. Iwo veterans liyalapha le ingaphansi kwe-Ministry of Defense. Ongakhangeliyo kakazebize lo mhlangano wangkhona oyomawo veterans ukuthi ewezwe ama-concerns awo. So, yini uhlupho silalo, but sizalobha ukuthi khona sibe lalo lelo suku lolo lokuthi kunanzelelwe, kukhangelwe lolo suku lolo, kwenzele ukuthi lube khona ku-ward laphana. Kuza kwenza ukuthi abantwana befunde lobane nqamza nokho esazi ukuthi iwo veterans day namhlanje. Nxa i-military day namhlanje yama-veterans kuyabuza ukuthi kwakusenzakalani esethola imbali yangikhona ibe khona lezikolo leyo mbali. I think singenza njalo ilizwe lethu lizahlonipheka kakhulu.
Baba Nari, ubona njani udaba lokuthi kube lelanga lokunanza laba abalwela inkululeko?
Mina ngokubona kwami kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abadala bethu, obaba bethu, abanye sebengokhulu abalwa ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko behlonitshwe. Kube lezikhathi lapho abanikwa inhlonitsho abayifaneleyo. kulisizwe ukuthi ngezinye izikhathi abantu bathole inhlonipho nxa sebebhubhile. So kuthiwa lo yi-provincial hero, lo yi-national hero, kodwa umuntu esaphila njengomuntu owayelweli lizwe kumele simbone ehlonitshwa. Ungakhangela kwamanye amazwe uzawubabona obaba laba abalwayo begqoka okhulu, begqoka i-uniform yabo ababeyigqoka beku-army, begqoka lama-medals ababeyiwagqoka abatholayo ngesibindi sabo nokulwa kakhulu. Ngakho-ke kumele sithole indlela zokuthi labo asebaphumayo ababelweli ilizwe nabanye ababesebenza ku-army behlonishwe ngazo zonke izikhathi.
Baba Mkandla, siyabona ukuthi ele Zimbabwe ye singathi-ke alinanzi kangako ukuthi lina lenzani, kodwa-ke lina liyazenzela yini ngokwenu ukuthi licele khonokho?
Ya, ukuzenzela kathesi kokumele ukuthi abantu bebekhulumisana nje kuphela, kodwa-ke indlela yakhona yiyo bingekho. Ukuthi ukuthi kathesi iyatholakala ngobana bakhona kathesi abanye sebezathunywa, I think sebeqedile ukuthi belobe laphana laphana bekhangela le ihulumende yethu ukuthi iyangaphi, ukuthi bekhangele iqalisele khona laphana kuma-governors njengoba sesikhuluma ngama-decentralization, kodwa-ke kuyephoselwa khona laphana okumumethwe khona yonke into ekhangelana lesizwe ukwenzela ukuthi khona kube le nhlonipho. Khonokho okukhulunywa ngubaba Nare lokho iliqiniso elipheleleyo, indlela yokuthi khona abantu behloniphane, kwazane, abantu bebonisane kuhle ngohlobo esingaphila ngalo njengabantu ababelwela inkululeko khathesi sihlezi phansi, kuyenza ukuthi le mbali yethu iphume icacile. Ngakho kuyadingakala khona lokho ukuthi khona befinyelelwe abayibo abaphethe umbuso, befinyelelwe betshelwe ngenhlangothi zona lezo ngezicazwana lezo ukuthi kuyini okumele ukuthi kwenziwe ukuze sithole ukuthi khona lokho kakusoze kube into enje ba liphuthe pho ngufa nje iphelele injalo.
Ye, siyabona baba Nare ukuthi bolaba balwela impi yenkululeko baka banikwa ama-$50,000 njalo kwakhathesi bayathola imali. So singathi-ke uhulumende uyabananza phela, kodwa ongekhoyo lilanga leli kambe ungathini khonapho ngamafutshane babo?
Nxa ukhuluma labo laba abalwele inkululeko batsho ukuthi yebo bayayithola leyo mali yepenshini kodwa bayakhala ngayo ukuthi incane. Ngakho-ke kumele ukuthi uhulumende ethole isikhathi sokuthi ebone ukuthi kungenziwani njalo ukuthi bencediswe lemuli zabo kulabo abanye asebabhubhayo. Kuqakathekile ukuthi sigcine wethu abantu abalwela ilizwe.
Baba Mkandla, yes, siyakwazi ukuthi laphi imali. Imali yangikhona abanye bagcina bethenga ama-television sets, umuntu abukela inkomo ngapha kule TV, abanye bethenga lokhu lalokhu ongaqedakaliyo. Kodwa-ke sew singathi-ke linengxe lazenza ukuthi libe khonapho.
Ye, hayi ukuphiwa lokhana umuntu imali ungayisebenzisa ngendlela ongasebenzisa ngayo, okunye kule ignorance phakathi, okunye kule show off phakathi. Kodwa into eqakathekileyo lilanga lona lelo lokhana umuntu yabe sekwenza as an individual, kodwa ilanga lona lelo ukuthi abantu beke bebuthane laphana kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu bona kathesi kube le stock eyethathwayo ukuthi kathi kuvele sokusela abantu abangaki. Lanxa singapha siphele, kodwa lelo langa lelo abantu basala beliselebrata ukuthi kwaka kwaba lempi yakhulula ilizwe. Ngakho kupheleni kwempi yona leyo kwaba lelanga lelo lokuzilela lona lele abantu laba kuthiwa khona ngama veterans abayi babayenza ukuthi kwazi kwakhulunyisana Lancaster House. So kuyadingakala ukuthi khona lokhana kwenzakale ilanga lelo libe khona, ekuqakathekile ilanga lelo ukuthi libe khona, into esiyidingayo naleyo. Kufanane nje lokuthi khona kulolungu kulelanga elithile elizilileyo kumbe elenza ukuthi kube lama-holiday.
Vala amafitshane baba Nare, pho kwenziweni lapha?
Kuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende kakhulu lo minister we-defense echo ukuthi yena ngombono wakhe kuyini okungenziwa ukuthi siqhubeke sihlonipha ama-veterans ayiwo sibili alwa empini. Abantu esikhathini sebethile ukuthi kulabanye abazithi balwa empini bona bengalwanga. Siyafisa ukuthi siphakamise labo abalwayo, sihlale sibabona-ke ezigabeni. Kodwa kuqakathekile njalo ukuthi sifundise abantu abatsha ukuthi kuyinto ehloniphekayo, kuyinto ongazitshaya ngayo isifuba ukuthi usebenzele isizwe, usebenza ungumuntu osebenza emabuthweni elizwe.
Umnumzana Thabang Nare ucubungula okubhekane loZulu nsuku zonke, obekhuluma endawonye lowalwa impi yenkululeko. Umnumzana Max Mkandla, bebelo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7.
Awin ribawa silale mawin ribawa
silale mawin
ribawa
silale mawin ribawa silale mawin
ribawa
silale mawin
ribawa
silale mawin
ribawa
silale
ayike isikhathi sisavuma isihlobo esithandekayo kodwa singake hlukana isikhangele ebezihamba phambili.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe uthi izwekazi le-Afrika kumele limanyane ekulwisaneni labahuquluzi benotho, ekhuluma emngcwabeni owayengumongameli weleZambia umnumzana Michael Sata.
Ukulwisana kubandla leZANU-PF kuyaqhubeka. Umgcini sihlalo waleli bandla eMathebeleland South umnumzana Andrew Langa esithi labo abathi suse esikhundleni izolo bayazikhohlisa.
Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
Lo ntungamilinkomo lilani.